On closer inspection, the bag begins to look decidedly mixed for the tech giant. The court did not say it is impossible to show that Apple is an illegal monopolist, only that Epic had failed to do so. The judge also found that, contrary to Apple's protestations, the App Store's operating margins, which one of Epic's expert witnesses put at 75%, are extraordinarily high. Most important, Ms. Gonzalez-Rogers ruled that although Apple did not violate federal antitrust law, it had engaged in anti-competitive conduct under California's competition law. It did so by banning developers from including information in their apps that tell users how they can subscribe or buy digital wares outside the App Store. Such anti-steering provisions, the judge said, hide critical information from consumers and illegally stifle consumer choice. The decision will take effect in 90 days, though Epic has already appealed, and Apple may do so too. The case could end up in America's Supreme Court. Whatever its final outcome, it will pile more pressure onto Apple to loosen its tight control of the App Store. This could lower its margins and weaken Apple's services business, which analysts expect to be a big source of growth and profits. Apple's share price fell by more than 3% after the verdict was handed down, lopping $85 billion off its market capitalization, three times unlisted Epic's private valuation. Perhaps in anticipation of the verdict, Apple has recently made some concessions. On August 26th, in a settlement with app developers, it agreed to allow them to email users about payment methods outside the App Store. On September 2nd, in another settlement, this time with Japan's Fair Trade Commission, it consented to letting apps that provide access to digital content, such as books and music, direct users to other ways to pay. Apple will also have to comply with a new South Korean law banning app stores, including its own and Google's, from requiring users to pay using the store's payment systems. The European Union and even America's polarized Congress have similar laws in the works. Apple may just about be able to claim a victory in the courtroom battle against Epic, but the drawn-out regulatory world war is far from over.